Well, good morning. Welcome. Happy New Year to you and yours. Scripture says that thou crownest the year with thy goodness. And so, you know, they call when a baby's starting to come out of the birth canal, they call that the crowning. They see the top of the head. And so we're at the top of the year here, beginning off a new year. So we praise God for an opportunity to gather on this, the first Lord's Day of 2025. And we welcome you, and we're grateful for your presence. We want to begin just with any announcements. You'll see some of these on the back of your bulletin, but does anyone else have anything to add or clarify? Let's see.
If you'll notice on the insert, on the front side of the insert, you'll see email addresses. This is for the newsletter. Please check those to make sure you're correct. If they're not correct, let me know, or you need one added, let me know also. Because those who get it, have emails are going to get the newsletter in their email, not in their box in the back here. So if you don't have an email address, then you will get the newsletter in your email box, in your box mailbox back here.
Okay, so if your name's not there or your email's incorrect, please let Maxine know. Any other announcements?
Just a reminder, do read the back of your bulletin. We are collecting cans. I usually say soup, but it can be canned goods of any kind for the Super Bowl this year. So we're doing it the month of January, so you have a whole month to get your canned goods in for the Thermon Food Bank. If you make a monetary donation, make it to the Thermon Food Bank. And the cleaning schedule is up.
Great. Thanks, Deb. Danny?
Wednesday the 15th. Is our next Bible study at 10:30 in the morning.
Thank you. The 15th. Okay. And others? Any other announcements? Please feel free to take the poinsettias that are in the windows here. I'm sure we're going to probably be soon taking down the decorations, and so we want to make sure they find a good home. So please vend yourself to that. And let us begin our worship. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. As you see in your scriptures here in the bulletin, another way of saying that is the Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. We wanted to are grateful for your opportunity to hear to come and to worship God. And let's just pray as we begin. Father, it is with joy in our hearts that we come into your house this day, this first Sunday, the Lord's Day of this new year, 2025. And Lord, we're grateful for life and health and for breath and family, for all that has taken place here over the Advent and Christmas season. And we are just grateful for all the many blessings that you've given to us, Lord. And now we invite your Holy Spirit to come and to be present among us. Help us to worship you in spirit and truth. And we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please join me in standing if you're able, and we'll sing number 80.
So far, filled and found. Bethlehem's plain. Gold I bring to crown him again, King forever, ceasing never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, west. Incense to offer have I, incense odes a deity die, prayer and praising, open raising, worshiping God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward heeding still proceed.
May be seated. Very appropriate carol for this day. Tomorrow is Epiphany. January 6th is the 12th day of Christmas, and oftentimes the wise men in coming to the Christ child is emphasized on Epiphany. So we wish you a wonderful Christmas season. It's not Christmas isn't quite over yet. We got one more day, so we can enjoy it a little bit longer. We want to take time to give God thanks for our giving, and you'll see the call to Christian giving here in the bulletin. Ascribe to the Lord, all ye families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Let us pray. God, we are just in awe of you, and we are grateful for the many ways that you have provided for us, Lord. And we have an opportunity to give back to you a portion of that which you've asked us to give. And so, Lord, help us to do that obediently and cheerfully. We know that you will bless abundantly. So receive the gifts that have been given here. Use those gifts for the ministry here at Rocky Ridge and for around the world. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless in the new year. Thank you for your blessing in the past year. And we look forward to what you're going to do in the year ahead. And so we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Joys and concerns. What is on your heart today? Frank?
I continue to keep my wife on prayer. She's doing as good as she possibly can be with taking medication and so forth from the doctor to see her Friday. So I pray that she keeps improving. And also, we lost a neighbor, Dick Bittner. We keep him and his family in our prayers, as well as a friend in our neighborhood, Ed Hollis.
Okay.
He had a severe stroke, and he's been in the nursing, in the hospital now, and I think he's in the nursing home.
Okay, thank you. Karen?
Buddy and Wilma
So, buddy says, me and I got to get back to work. So, they got medicine from the doctor. And I said, okay, so I want them on the prayer.
You won't like being down. Yeah, carpal tunnel, I believe.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, prayers for them. And in the back, Danny?
Keep me and Kath in prayer list. Also, my Aunt Sandy is still hanging on, but is completely helpless. Caleb and Carly made it back to California safely. That's a blessing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Justin is down with the flu or bronchitis or something, we don't know yet.
Okay, prayers for him. Other hand here.
Continue Travis on the prayer list, and Debbie, my sister, with kidney stone, she's fighting, and the Baker family.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Just would like to keep Pastor Larry Detmer on the prayer list. I'm not sure if he's still in the hospital, but he had some tests. He was having dizziness, and they sent him to the hospital, and they were checking everything out, and something about his heart, so I don't know any more than that, but just keep him and his wife, Deb, in your prayers. I have a former co-worker of Ralph and I was talking to her last week in the store. We were catching up on family, and her grandson, which is in his early 30s, Josh Berman, he has to have surgery unless they postpone it. It's this week for a kidney transplant. So please keep the Berman family in your prayers.
Okay.
He's been waiting for quite a while for a kidney. And our grandson, Cody, prayers for him. And prayers for his mom and dad and siblings, because what Cody's going through is very trying and heartbreaking. For the whole family.
Right. Yes, Ed? Or Richard? Sorry.
I just want to thank everybody for the cards and kind words for the death of my dad. I'm buried on Monday, and I just buried my mom.
Yes. Our sympathy to you and your family. He lived a long life.
Yeah.
Had quite a life. Any others? Yes. Okay, thank you. Let us pray. As we pause for a moment of silence, let's remember our 39th president, Jimmy Carter, passed away at the age of 100 and lying in state here today. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just pause in a moment of silence to remember and to reflect and to share what's on our hearts with you today. We are grateful, Lord, for your many blessings to us, and we think of the chance to be together and for family to travel, and so we're grateful for traveling mercies, Lord. We also know that this is flu season and time for colds, And we just ask, Lord, that you would help those that are down, help those that are not feeling well to get well. Lord, we think of those that have been struggling for a long time with various things. We pray that the new year would bring hope and a change in their situations, improvement, less pain. Lord, we ask that you would help Brother Larry, help pray for Brother Ed Poling, former pastor at Hagerstown's entered hospice home. We think of co-workers and this grandson, Lord. We know what a big operation a kidney transplant is, and so we pray that that would go well, that you would help the doctors and nurses. Pray that the transplant would be accepted and that it would work efficiently and bring better health, opportunity for life. For loved ones who have passed on, Lord, we remember them. We're grateful for their lives. And we ask, Lord, that you would move in the new year as a new administration takes place at the end of this month. Lord, we pray for a smooth transition, and we pray for effective government. We think of New Year resolutions, Lord. We're mindful that there are changes that we want to make and need to make in our lives. And so help us, Lord, to do that and to follow through. We pray for our church and each family represented here in our church. Lord, would your hand be upon all, a blessing on each household, a hedge of protection around all loved ones. Lord, you are good. We're mindful of your blessings. And as the snow comes, Lord, we're mindful that each snowflake is totally different. The beauty of winter, the many ways that you have made creation, and all that's around us, Lord, we just stand in awe and amazement of your creativity, your power, your strength, your wisdom. And so we praise you this day, Lord, out of grateful hearts, and we ask, Lord, that you would have your way in the days and the years ahead. We pray together as Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture reading comes from Psalms 148. Feel free to follow along in your bulletin today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the depths of the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers of earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Would you pray with me, please? Oh, a song, sorry. Overlooked the song there. We got a hymn, and it's hymn 127. Please join me in standing. 127. Thank you. be seated. A favorite poet of mine, Helen Stander Rice, wrote these words about the new year. It's entitled A New Beginning. It doesn't take a new year to begin our lives anew. God grants us new beginnings each day the whole year through. So never be discouraged, for there comes daily to all men the chance to make another start and begin all over again. We have a new start here. New year, a new beginning. And we praise God for his blessings of the past year. You know, God is good, and he is willing to forgive and desires to give us and grant us mercy and grace. And we just need to come to him and ask for his forgiveness and ask for his help. And so remember that as we begin the new year, that kind of wipe the slate clean. Don't hold on to any grudges. Forgive those who have offended you. Begin the year anew. Would you pray for me, please? Lord, we just pause in your presence to ask that the words of my mouth and the blessings and thoughts of our hearts and minds would be acceptable in your sight. Holy Spirit, would you come and anoint your word and apply it to our hearts. Teach us anew from the Psalms, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy New Year. Time marches on. Here it is, 2025. It seems like time just moves more quickly. I remember my folks saying that as years went by, that they seemed to get faster and faster. And now having experienced that, I can agree with them so much. Seems like we just were in 24, and now here it is, a new year. We are given a new year for God's glory. And we are created for praise, for service, and for worship. And we want to worship the Lord God Almighty. You know, one of the New Year's resolutions, I don't know if you had a chance to think about that. You know, this is a good time to make changes and to think about what we want to do differently, or something that we didn't get accomplished last year, we might want to do this year. But one of mine is try to praise the Lord more often. Praise the Lord. To say that, that's an easy thing to do, to look for things and to give God the praise and the glory. I like the hymn, This Is My Father's World. I think it says a lot about what we should be doing at this time of the year. This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hands the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world, the birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their maker's praise. This is my Father's world, he shines in all that's fair, and in the rustling grass I hear him pass, he speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world, oh let me never forget, that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus Christ who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be won. The psalm that I picked for today, Psalm 148, is a very important song. It is the central portion here of the last five psalms in the book of Psalms. And I think it's significant that we take a look at it today. With snow coming, we would have maybe had it a little bit whiter outside than normal, but we did get a little skip of snow in Frederick on the grass, which made everything beautiful. And maybe tomorrow morning we'll wake up to even more. But think about the beauty all around us as we hear again these words from this psalm. I want to read to you the words that, as Eugene Peterson puts it, in the Message, and it is a little different, kind of a paraphrase of Psalms 148. Hallelujah! Praise God from heaven. Praise him from the mountaintops. Praise him, all ye his angels. Praise him, all you his warriors. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, you morning stars. Praise him, high heaven. Praise him, heavenly rain clouds. Praise, oh, let them praise the name of God. He spoke the word, and they were. He set them in place from all time to eternity. He gave his orders, and that's it. Praise God from earth, you sea dragons, you fathomless ocean deeps, fire and hail, snow and ice, hurricanes obeying his orders, mountains and all hills, apple orchards and cedar forests, wild beasts and herds of cattle, snakes and birds in flight, earth's kings and all races, leaders and all important people, robust men and women in their prime, and yes, gray hair, great beards, and little children. Let them praise the name of God. It's the only name worth praising. His excellence exceeds anything in earth and sky. He's built a monument to his very own people. Praise from all who love God, Israel's children, intimate friends of God. Hallelujah. Praise to the Lord. Praise to God. The Bible is full of admonitions about us to praise God. Webster defines praise as to speak of with approval or admiration. It is to glorify God when we praise. You know, the word praise is found over 275 times in the Bible. And so that's something that we want to think about. Most of them are in the book of Psalms. However, the first reference to praise comes to us in Genesis 29:35, when Leah's fourth son, Judah, is born to Jacob. The first mention of praise in the Psalms comes in 7:17. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. David declared praise to God in Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Think about that. His praise continually to be in my mouth. In the New Testament, the first reference to praise is quoted by Jesus himself. In the first psalm, that first psalm, Sunday, Palm Sunday, the chief priests and the scribes heard the children crying out, Hosea to the son of David, and they were indignant, and they said to Jesus, complaining to him, you know, do you hear what they're saying about you? And he says, yes, have you ever read? And he quotes Psalms 82, which he memorized as a child. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Isn't it neat when little kids say some of the darndest things? And we say, you know, oh, don't say that. But it's a lot of truth comes out of the mouth of a child. It says here that God has perfected praise out of the mouth of children. The last references to praise in the Bible, of course, is in Revelation 19:5. Then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great. Praise is a major theme in the scriptures. And from beginning to end, we find over 275 references to that word, praise. It is an action word. It is something to do. And all of creation yearns to praise God. In speech, in song, even in silence, approval and admiration is expressed. It might seem kind of odd that the psalmist is telling creation, things that are created, to praise God. But think about that for a moment. Think about some of the sounds that are, in a sense, praise to God. God is in heaven and he's looking over the earth, and all of these sounds are coming up to him. The babbling brook, the fall of the waterfalls, the whispering wind through the trees, the rustle of the autumn leaves, the thunder and clash of the lightning and of the storm coming, the soft stir of a whirlwind, the croaking of a frog on a summer night, the buzz of a bee, the pitter-patter of rain, or the tap-tap-tap on a tin roof, the calling of a bird, the crackling of campfire logs, the breaking of the waves on the rocks, or the lapping of the waves on the beach. So many sounds, all praise to God, their creator. Think about the voices of children at play. All the sounds of the earth are before him. And think about the sights that we have all around us, the sights of creation, beautiful flowers in the spring and in summer and fall. Maybe some sights that you've seen, Grand Canyon, Smoky Mountains, lots of places, the lakes, the rivers, the ocean, and the splash of color all around us. I have one particular memory as I was walking to the barn one early morning, and I believe it was, you know, January, February, and I noticed that the sky was just a tremendous ripple effect of clouds all across this whole sky. And from the horizon all over was this just kind of a rippling of the clouds. And I stopped for a moment, and as I did, the sun started to peek up over the horizon. And as it did, those clouds began to change color. It was just like a splash of color when the sun appeared over the horizon. Just beautiful colors hitting each of those ripples on the clouds. Just the whole sky was just full of color. It was a moment that I will always remember. Maybe you have a moment like that when you maybe were standing on a mountaintop, or maybe you were somewhere and you just paused for a moment and said, wow, you know, isn't this gorgeous? Isn't this beautiful? Isn't this amazing? We got an amorous flower this year for Christmas, and I guess I picked the right one because there was two stalks, and it was just the beginning of a bloom on the one, and as it continued to open before Christmas, we ended up with four big blooms on each. We had eight wonderful big red blooms on each of that. It was just amazing. God, I think, looks out over all of this. He hears all of this. He sees all of this. And it's a praise to him. Psalms 148 is divided into two sections. The first six verses are, it's a call to the heavens to praise God. And the last six verses are a call to the earth to praise God. And this was, remember, a hymn in the early church, in the early temple. And as the people went up to Jerusalem to worship, this could have been sung. And as they came into the temple, this would have been sung like a choir. And it was probably sung antiphonal. And that is that there's a verse that's sung, and then the other side sings the other verse. It's kind of an echo back and forth. I remember at camp years ago, we did this praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord. And so one side would sing praise the Lord, and the other side would say praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, and together we'd say, you know, hallelujah. And so it was a fun way of praising God. This is kind of like this way this hymn should be remembered. Antiphonal, an echo. Someone saying praise the Lord and someone else responding praise the Lord. As a note, the order here of creation, notice that it begins with those in the heavenly realm, and then moves to the earth, and then closes with God's people. And so the crowning of his creation, as we see in Genesis, people were the last to be created, the high point of his creation. And God has this particular heart for his chosen people, a reason to praise him. Now, if you'll take a look at your scriptures here on your bulletin sheet, just kind of walk through it with me a little bit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Think about that, how many angels there are. We're told there are probably millions of angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Can you imagine the sound of that when we'll gather around the throne of God? The praise of the angels praising God, and then all the nations praising God. Sun and moon, yes, they praise Him. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Notice the twinkling that we see in the night sky is a praise to God. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. It's believed that before the Noah's flood, that there were waters before from the above, and so the waters came down, and the waters came up and flooded the earth at the time of Noah. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For all His command they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise Him, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths. Probably the mentioned here is dragons or sea creatures, large sea creatures. Might even be a reference here to dinosaurs at that point. But we're to praise God, all of creation, from the terrestrial to the heavenly, we're to praise God. Notice, as the scriptures indicate for us, that lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds, all of these things are created for God's pleasure, created for His bidding. They are created to praise Him. And then we get to the point in verse 11. Don't forget kings of the earth and all nations. Some people, presidents, might think that they're in command, they're in control, but it is God who's in control. And we're to praise Him regardless of our age, young men and old men, women and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. And He's raised up a horn of David in Israel, His faithful servants. The people of Israel are close to His heart, and they should be a part of our prayer concerns as well, to pray for God's people, especially at this time when they're having so much difficulty over there in the war. We want to praise and to pray for them. Praise the Lord. You know, Paul put these words together as to trying to understand all of creation praising God, and the corruption that came apart as the sin when the Garden of Eden took place. Adam and Eve disobeyed. There was a perfect garden there in sequence with God's plan, and that was brought under bondage because of sin. Here's how Paul wrote about it. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of Him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. And so there's a sense of, there's a yearning there of longing to have that golden age come, the thousand-year reign of Christ. The return of Christ. There's a yearning there within us that we would long to see this take place. We are tired of war and we long for peace. We want to see the fulfillment of God's plan and His purposes in the world. And this is the yearning that we have within us. Charles Stanley said that, you know, talking about the creation, he said that, you know, God used fire and hail and snow, clouds, storm, wind to accomplish His will. They all obey every whisper of His command. Do we? It's a good question to ask. Do we obey God's command. The beast and the cattle. Can you imagine during that millennial time, the lion is going to lie down with the lamb? There's going to be restored harmony in the animal kingdom. The scriptures put it this way: the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed their young ones, shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You know, praise for God's great plan and purposes. And one day that will come to fulfillment. It could be this year. You know, the idea of perhaps today. Jesus could return at any moment. It could be this year. It could be within our lifetimes that we will see these things come to fruition. And so just as the waters cover the sea, so God's plan and purposes are going to cover the whole world, and we will be united together in his throne and with his kingdom. That's a lot to think about. That's a lot to praise God for. And so as we begin this new year, I just want to encourage you to take a few moments to think about how God, how good God has been to you. Think about what it is that I need to do in the time that I have left. If God gives me 365 days this year, how will I use it? What will I do with it? How will it praise God? Praise can be a form of words spoken, could be a joyous song, some, or maybe just simply in silent witness of his great creation, of his power, of his beauty, of his goodness. Silence is part of the symphony. To take a moment to pause and just to enjoy that moment. Maybe it's a moment with your grandkids. Maybe it's a moment in nature. To take a moment to listen to a bird's call. It's all a symphony of praise to the Creator. And we can join in that symphony. We can make our praise glorious. We were made for praise. We were made to serve. We're made to love God. And so one of the things I want to do this year is to say praise the Lord more often. Praise the Lord. Praise God for this new year. God has given us the ability to see another year. He's given us life and breath for another day. Praise the Lord. And so in speech, in song, in reverent silence, give God the glory that's due his name. Join all of creation in praising our Creator. His creation, his glory, his redemption are significant reasons to simply praise him. To praise God for a new year, to say, praise the Lord. Let the Lord be praised. Jesus is Lord. He is in control. He has a plan, and he's got you in his hand. Praise the Lord. I want to share with you in closing a prayer that Billy Graham was recorded as praying in 2008. He had these words as a prayer for a new year. Our Father and our God, as we stand at the beginning of this new year, we confess our need of your presence and your guidance as we face the future. You alone know what it holds for us, and only you can give us the strength and the wisdom we will need to meet its challenges. So help us to humbly put our hands into your hand and to trust you and to seek your will for our lives during this coming year. In the midst of life's uncertainties in the days ahead, assure us of the certainty of your unchanging love. In the midst of life's inevitable disappointments and heartaches, Help us to turn to you for the stability and the comfort we will need. In the midst of our daily preoccupations and pursuits, open our eyes to the sorrows and injustices of our hurting world, and help us to respond with compassion and sacrifice to those who are friendless and in need. We pray for our nation and its leaders during these difficult times, and for all those who are seeking to bring peace and justice to our dangerous and troubled world. We pray especially for your protection on those who serve in our armed forces, and we thank you for their commitment to defend our freedoms, even at the cost of their own lives. Be with their families also and assure them of your love and concern for them. As we select a new president for our leaders this coming November, we pray that your will be done and that you will grant to them an extraordinary measure of your grace and wisdom, for they will need it. Bring our divided nation together and give us a greater vision of what you would have us to be. Your word reminds us that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. As we look back over this past year, we thank you for your goodness to us, far beyond what we have deserved. May we never presume on your past goodness or forget all your mercies to us, but may they instead lead us to repentance and to a new commitment to make you the foundation and center of our lives this year. And so, our Father, thank you for the promise and the hope of this new year, and we look forward to it with expectancy and faith. This I ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, who, by his death and resurrection, has given us hope both for this world and the world to come. Amen. Happy New Year. You know, they say the clock of life is wound but once, and no one has the power to tell when the hands will stop at late or early hour. To lose one's wealth is sad indeed. To lose one's health is more. To lose one's soul is such a loss that no one can restore. So we pray that you will trust the Lord, that you will walk in his ways. Continue to pray for your loved ones who don't know the Lord, that they come to know him and be a part of his glorious plan. It is a new year. Praise the Lord. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? Ancient of Days, Yahweh, Creator, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for this new year of 2025 and the blessings of the past year. Thank you for your creation, for this amazing world that we get to live in. Thank you for life, abundant and eternal, that you give to us. You are amazing, God. And we join with you in all heaven and earth to give you the praise and the glory that is due your name. Father, forgive us of our sin. Help us to walk each day with you. Let there be praise that comes forth from our mouths, from this place, from these folks, from our families. May we join the symphony of speech and song and silence from all of creation as we praise you. We praise you, God. We praise you for who you are and what you've done. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. We will close our service today by singing hymn number 34. Would you please join me in standing? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And how about praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.